The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Amud Beis talks about the Sefer Refuas, that back during the time of King Chizkiah, they had these Sefer Refuas, these like remedies, and it says that Chizkiah HaMelech removed them. The question is, why would you remove something? If people are sick and you could get better, why would you... First of all, what is this book? So, the Rambam, the Rashba, they claim that where did the Sefer Refuas come from? It came from Shlomo HaMelech, who knew the secrets of everything, and all from the plants and the herbs, etc. So that's what... So, Chizkiah removed it. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? So the Gemara makes it sound like Chazal were happy with what he did. Why would you be happy? People are going to get sick and die, or even not die. If you have something that works, why not do it? So what was the reason why they... Why was Chazal happy? Why did he do it? So Rashi explains it's because more b'derech makshava, that sick people, they were becoming... They were relying on the remedies, and therefore they didn't realize it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramban writes in Sefer Vayikra, Chaf Vav Yud Aleph, that the tzaddikim knew that the illnesses were a result of their sin. And in fact, Chizkiah HaMelech himself got sick. He went to a Navi. So back then, the hope, in other words, the concern was, if you... Of course, Yerapo Yerape, so you have a mitzvah to heal. But the concern was that if you made an avodah zarah out of the medicine, so therefore that's why he took it away. So that's why according to Rashi, he took it away because people were coming to rely on it, and therefore they wanted them to turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha in Gittin, Daf Samaches Amabeis, has another Shaila. He says, if Chizkiah HaMelech hid it with the consent of the Chachamim, so the Gemara says in Gittin that this, the Gemara gives the details of the remedies of Chizkiah HaMelech that he revealed, they put it down. So the question is, why is the Gemara revealing them if he concealed them? So the Marsha over there again explains that Chizkiah HaMelech, he was concerned that the people didn't realize these remedies were only good because you believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because God said they were going to work. Now, they wouldn't necessarily work Derech HaTeva. So therefore, we never fully got rid of it when it says they hid the miracles. So among the tzaddikei hador, they still had them and they used them. However, so it wasn't that it doesn't mean he hid them from everyone. He hid them from the hamonam, but yechidei segulis got to use them, and therefore they reached a point that with the passing of time, they didn't want these remedies to be forgotten, and therefore eizrasos, they committed them to writing. So in the Marsha writes, therefore it shows that Chazal told that Gemara accomplishes everything, including medicines. You know, the people used to say, oh, it's a waste of time, they don't know anything, etc. So the bottom line is, Rashi seems to think they lacked emunah, and therefore, if that's the case, then it makes sense. But Yechidei Segula, they left it, and therefore it was revealed. But according to Rashi, the reason why Chizkiah HaMelech hid it is because people were becoming relying on Kol HaYotzim Yadi. The Rambam, on the other hand, disagrees and says the Sefer Refuas of Chizkiah had nothing to do with our Gemara. It was because he says Chizkiah Melech hid these things because they were based on nichush, forbidden methods of different types of magic and that type of thing. And therefore, it's kind of like it was Avodah Zarah. That's why he hid it. According to Rashi, it was good stuff and he hid it because people were coming to rely on it, and only Yechidei Segula. The Rambam says no, it was hidden because it was based on Avodah Zarah. Or, as explains as well, there were deadly poisons with their antidotes, with their vaccines. And therefore, because what was happening, Risham, they went to the Sefer Refuas in order to make poisons to kill people. That's right. So therefore, and it doesn't make sense, according to the Rambam, you have something that works, it doesn't make sense to hide it. So we have that Kuntabindi issue. So according to Rashi, it was something good, but they hid it because people became too reliant on the medicine. According to the Rambam, no. It was about a Zara, or if it was something that good, then you should use it. And Tosus, in Moe Katan, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, writes, in general about the remedies, the refuah we find in the Gemara, that even if we knew exactly what they were saying, it wouldn't work because Nishtana HaTeva, the nature and the constitution of people and plants have changed throughout history, and what worked during the time of the Gemara isn't necessarily effective today. In fact, the Ma'ariel adds that you shouldn't even without Nishtana HaTeva, you shouldn't try to take any of the remedies given in the Gemara, because he's saying is they're not really, they don't really apply today. And if people do that, then they'll see it doesn't work. They won't listen to anything else in the Talmud. Because he says, why wouldn't they work? Because he says we can't identify exactly the specifics of the medicine. And therefore, people are going to end up mocking the Torah. So you have Hizkiyahu HaMelech hid the Sefer Refuas. According to Rashi, it was a good thing, but people were lacking Amun in Hashem. So therefore, they hid it from the Hamunam. That's what the Gemara in Gittin says. They revealed it because they wanted to make sure they didn't lose it. According to the Rambam, of course he hid it because it was Avodah Zarah. People were using it to kill people. And Tosis in general points out that Nishtana HaTeva, and that's what the Ma'ariel, other Zachronim point out, that number one, to the effort, it's not going to work, and the effort, you shouldn't use them because people will make fun of the Talmud when you take these remedies that no longer apply anymore.